Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Big week for golf, obviously, with the U.S. Open, but coming up, a big golf event that I want to share because it has a very special meaning to so many people. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen, and we are joined by the executive director of Light of Life Rescue Mission, Jarrell Gilliam. Good to see you on the radio, by the way. How have you been?
It's always good to be with you, Larry.
And by the way, we've added, just so you know, Jarrell, YouTube. You can go to KDK Radio live stream and
awesome. See
us on our new KDK Radio YouTube page presented by Metropolitan Window Company. So we're getting ready for a special event. I participated in last year and enjoyed so much Craig Wolfley, who was there to kind of MC things, and I enjoyed that day and the mission. And so sadly we lost Craig this year, and it's hard to believe that Tunch and Wolf, which were so intricately involved with Light of Life mission, and so this year it takes on a very special meaning.
It really does. Every year it is a great opportunity for our people to come together, but Tunch and Wolf, it could not be overstated. Their support of the mission, their support of me, they just have a love for people. And when they would come to visit the mission, it was Tunch who famously one day invited Craig to come, and he says, like, once you come, you'll never be the same. And since then, we've had hundreds and probably thousands of people who have come down and volunteered because of that invitation. And their hearts were always just touched by those, especially families and children that are experiencing homelessness. And they're always wanting to know what they could do to help. And in the days that we're living in now, with all of the funding challenges that are happening in our nation and other challenges, the people who are experiencing homelessness and food insecurity are even more vulnerable. And so we're here for them, and we decide.
We'll get Jarrell back on. I know what happened. We got Lynn coming up, and she checked in early, which knocked the dock off.
That's a shame. I was just reading the Light of Life insert that it came in the mail recently, and they've also added, if we can talk to him about that later, they've also added on now. There's a new expansion project that looks very interesting. I think people might be interested to hear about that.
Yeah, and this in particular, so they have named this golf outing, which is one of their fundraisers, after Tunch and Wolf, who were such a force, as Jarrell said over the years. He can't imagine how many people were introduced to just the work that they do. And frankly, it was Tunch originally that introduced me when they were over on the north side. I mean, they're still in the North Shore area.
Tunch was a believer, number one. He was a Steeler, but if you ever met Tunch in person, you'd forget all about that, right?
Right.
He had a wonderful, charismatic way about him. And there's no wonder that when Gerald told us how many hundreds of people, maybe even 1,000, have become volunteers at Light of Life for that very reason. His magnetism, his ability to draw people's attention to a really worthwhile project.
Yeah, it's a special opportunity, and we'll get him back on the air here in just a minute. And I want Jarrell to explain, you know, how they're going to go about doing this. And I believe it's almost sold out. Is that Jarrell? No, is he going to come back on, Aaron? Oh, there he is back. Hey, sorry about that, Jarrell.
Yeah, no problem.
Modern technology and our effort to be a television station now. But that said, tell us about this event.
Yeah, so we have sold out. And so I did confirm that we have 144 golfers that are coming together. And it's at Cranberry Highlands Golf Course, and we are very excited about that. Each year, it has grown, and more people are getting involved. There's going to be a dinner following the event. It's always such a positive time as we gather together. We talk about ways to help those who are vulnerable in our communities. But we also there's a lot of people just enjoying golf, and we're very pleased that you're able to be with us on the other side of the mic this time and helping us with emceeing.
Well, I'm honored to be there, and the good news for the golf course is I'm not playing, but I will be there for the festivities. Paul, we should get you involved too, because that's your neighborhood course.
What a wonderful golf course. Jarrell, if I could, I'd like to ask a little bit. I was reading in your most recent message that came in the mail about an expansion. You have a new facility.
Yes. Yeah, we were able to get a building that's right across from our emergency services building. And so it's our new community resource center. And what we're able to combine is our food pantry, our furniture bank, as well as our donation center. And so in the past, if somebody needed help, they had to drive to three different locations and miles apart. And if you're already struggling, you know, that was a challenge. So now we have the opportunity to love people well under one roof. So if you have any need, food, if it's clothes, if it's furniture, it's one place that you come. And the people are loved well there. So yeah, thank you for bringing attention to that. We had a great ribbon cutting. A lot of city officials were there to wish us well. And it's already up and going, and we're already overflowing with donations as far as the furniture. But we could still, of course, use donations to help with the increased needs of those experiencing homelessness.
Well, we really appreciate the work that you and your team that do every single day in our hometown, the Light of Life Rescue Mission, where hope and healing meet. Couldn't have a better man leading it than Jarrell Gilliam. And I know that it'll be an emotional day next Thursday for this golf event for Tunchin Wolf and the countless number of people they introduce to the work you do. So it's all good. And thank you for your patience with us. And we'll see you next week.
It sounds good. I look forward to it. And anyone can go to our website if they want more information about Light of Life and ways they can get involved. We love being here in Pittsburgh. We're the number one city, and we're going to help solve this issue one heart at a time. Thank you.
Lightoflife.org. We check in with Lynn Hayes Freeland. I assume you're live in Atlanta, Georgia. Lynn, good morning.
I am live in Atlanta. Good morning, Larry. And you know what I've noticed? I think I mentioned to you that I moved a couple weeks ago. And so the HOA, the organization that kind of oversees this subdivision, the gardeners are scheduled every Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. So there will always be a possibility that you're going to hear a lawnmower or a weed whacker or something in the background.
It's okay. And by the way, you can see Lynn with our live stream presented by Metropolitan Window Company. As I mentioned a few moments ago, KDK Radio's YouTube page is up and running now. You could just go to our website and select that at kdkradio.com. So Lots going on in the world. Where do we start with Lynn Hayes Freeland today?
You know what? I know where I want to start, Larry. And that is, I am exhausted. I feel like there is so much chaos swirling around every day. I am quickly becoming that person who doesn't want to watch the news, who doesn't want to know what's going on because it is exhausted. I am becoming the very person I used to tell, oh no, you have to watch the news. You have to know what's going on. But right now, it's exhausting.
It is, emotionally for many people. And then we saw, boy, just think what's transpired in a single week, not even a week, just say the last 5 days, that the honeymoon between Donald Trump and Elon Musk, and that went south fast, and it got ugly, and then it kind of fizzled. We haven't heard much about it.
Yeah.
It just kind of disappeared. Now you have 5 days into the protests in L.A. spreading now to Austin, even downtown Pittsburgh yesterday, and Mayor Ganey took part. We have reached out and hope to hear from him. So
interesting. And you know what? There were protests here in Atlanta, too, very similar to what I saw in Pittsburgh.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
A decent size. I'm not going to say a large turnout, but a decent size given the size of the city. But all peaceful. Nothing like we're seeing in some other places in LA and Dallas. And I understand that Saturday, this coming Saturday, is supposed to be protests in every city across the United States. It'll be interesting to watch.
Yeah, because of what's going on in LA with National Guard troops now, 700 Marines, something you don't like to see is the military against our own people. But then again, on one side, you can't accept firebombs and violence. So where does it end and where does it go? I guess we'll see. Another story that's starting to get some traction is in this dissertation between Musk and Trump. It was suggested that, hey, without me, you don't win the election, Elon said. Of course, he reportedly gave over $50 million to the campaign, but there was a suggestion that somehow there was an influence in the election in another way. So there are some people saying, wait a minute, and they're starting to do a deep dive into the election since Trump claimed he was cheated 2016 or 2020, rather, after his first term.
Some people
were saying, well, let's take a look at this vote. Although nothing substantial ever came out of the last time. Not sure if this will get any real traction.
Well, I don't know. There are those rumblings, and right now that's what they are. They are rumblings. I think the problem is that we have allowed politics to get muddy. Everything has gotten very muddy. You know, you can get an office, not necessarily the presidency, but, you know, you can be appointed to the Supreme Court and stay there forever. You can campaign and get money. You know, I mean, Elon Musk put a lot of money in our elections. And I say our elections because I don't know how much he was vested in them, but he put a lot of money in. And so all of a sudden, politics have changed. The people who could get elected may get elected for other reasons, you know? I just read today that the voter turnout in Allegheny County was around 25%. That's frightening. 25% of the population is deciding on the mayor, the county council, all those things. I think that we as the people have to get way more involved in our political structures.
How do you do that? You would think after all this acrimony and the divisiveness of the last two presidential elections alone would at least motivate people that wanted to see change for whatever philosophy or thought process they have, come out and vote.
I think it has had just the opposite effect, I'll be honest. I think there is a lot of apathy. I think that a lot of voters feel like, truly feel like their vote doesn't matter. It doesn't count. And so they just don't go. So I want to say it's something as simple as, you know, an education drive, educating people how their votes matter. But I'm not sure that's going to be enough.
All right, we'll have more with Lynn Hayes Freeland coming up. It's 9:25. A conversation with Lynn Hayes Freeland. Lynn, what else are you working on?
I got a question for you.
What's on your
cranium?
I got a
question for you.
Go ahead.
How big of a deal is Father's Day at your house? You know, traditionally, we've made a big deal about Mother's Day, and Father's Day has kind of been a tie in a box, and happy Father's Day.
That's it. Die in a box. I haven't even gotten the question yet. Hey, what do you want to do for Father's Day? Of course, now I have, you know, a son who's a father and a son-in-law. So really, you know, you kind of share that. I do remember one day years ago, I have three brothers and my sister's the youngest, but she was too young. We all played golf one time in our entire lives together on Father's Day that year. And it was memorable for a lot of reasons, but
yeah,
I don't know. What do you do?
Yeah, I don't know. And I wonder about that. I mean, yesterday I was with my son and my son-in-law and I was like, hey, Father's Day is coming up on Sunday. What's the plan? And they both said, oh, we'll do something. I was like, well, is there something you guys want to do? And part of the problem is maybe men don't necessarily have high expectations from Father's Day, whereas women do. You know, for Mother's Day, we want dinner, we want brunch, we want flowers, we want gifts. We are very vocal about what we want.
I think for a lot of dads in Pittsburgh, it's going to be, hey, I just want to watch the U.S. Open, at least for a while. So it kind of culminates on something that you can do and get a hall pass to watch the Open, at least for part of Sunday.
I was going to say, you might get a hall pass, but you probably aren't going to get a full family turnout to sit with you and watch the Open. I'm just saying.
No, yeah. Definitely not. So what else
but
is going on?
If you have an opportunity to go, that's a much different experience. I mean, I know from covering it in the past, and I'm not necessarily a golf fan. You know, I've played a couple times. It's just not probably my sport. But when you get there, the excitement, the atmosphere changes, and you get caught up. You get swept up in it.
What else is going on?
I am just enjoying my summer, Larry. Like I said, I'm trying to tune out a lot of the noise. I mean, even on social media, I have found that, I found there's almost like two groups of people on social media. There are those who put something out there as bait. They know it's going to get a lot of attention. They know it's going to be controversial. They may or may not believe in it, but they put it out there just to get people all riled up. Then there's this other group of people that no matter what you say, if you say the sky's blue, they're going to say it's red. If you say the leaves are green, they're going to say, well, not in my neighborhood. Why would you say that? And so, again, I circle back to this exhaustion. Why can't we, and I guess I feel really old when I say this, but why can't we go back to simpler times? Why can't things be easier?
Because we're not going to go back and give up our cell phones or smartphones to do that, although Aaron and I, we talked this morning with Paul about there is a move for some younger people on college campuses to give up their smartphones and just have a simple flip phone and they don't go doom scrolling all day. on social media, and they're calling it the Reconnect Movement, and they're now developing chapters in about a dozen universities where younger people are trying to find ways to reconnect face-to-face with other people. Can you imagine?
Well, you know what? Here's my gut instinct on that, Larry. Well, I like the idea. On every college campus, there are clubs, there are organizations that the rest of the campus views as that nerdy group. I have a feeling that those walking around with a flip phone on just about any campus is going to be put in that category. Oh, yeah, those are the nerds. They only use flip phones. Not that that's a bad thing, I'm just saying.
Well, and that said, I want to talk to you next week about the changes for Juneteenth. It is our newest federal holiday, and many people don't view it as a federal holiday. In fact, some cities and states have canceled some of their celebrations that they had even the previous year. I want to know why.
Well, I mean, I think if you look across the country, there is this whole pushback on DEI. Now, not that there is a direct correlation between DEI and Juneteenth, but there is an indirect correlation there because much of Juneteenth is celebrating Black history. And the country, for whatever reason, for a variety of reasons, appears there is a waning interest in Black history in some communities. So as a result, there's this big divide. And, you know, most of the people that I know, most supporters of Juneteenth Black history, believe that Black history is American history. You can't separate it. You have to include it. But there's definitely a move afoot to squash all of those things that recognize the contributions of African Americans, that recognize the struggles, the strength. It's going to be interesting to see how these Juneteenth celebrations play out, because this has been an interesting year so far for Juneteenth. And then, of course, there are big doings in Washington, D.C. right around the same time. So that's kind of stoking the flames as well with African Americans.
I don't understand, and this, as far as I remember, wasn't in the campaign, of why they're using the DEI as a demonized set of words and eliminating the history in many cases of contributing Black Americans.
Yeah, I don't understand it either. I don't remember that being a part of the campaign. But I do know for most people of color, Black and brown people, the attack on DEI is very personal. Because it feels as if that has now been used, a transferal of the words. When people don't want to say Black or African-American, they use the term DEI. I don't know when it became so demonized. And we're seeing more and more companies roll back some of the very things they committed to 5 years ago, right after the death of George Floyd. So what do we do? How do we stop this train? That's my question. How do we stop this train?
Yeah, it would seem on the surface that diversity, equity, and inclusion make all the sense in the world for a country made up of immigrants.
Well, you know, there are a lot of things that make sense to some of us, Larry, but don't necessarily make sense to others. And that's part of, I think, part of my fear, part of my frustration, because there's a lot of stuff that people have kept inside, or in whether it's in their stomach, in their heart, or in their head, that they now feel very comfortable bringing it to the forefront, whether it's saying it out loud or putting it on social media. And you realize there is still a lot of hatred in this country, and dare I say racial divide, because once I say racial divide, there's a group of people who will say, why does she make everything about race? Why does she make everything about being Black? Guess what, guys? There is a racial divide, and I will continue to bring it up until we address the issue.
Lynn Hayes Breland. Lynn, always appreciate your time. We'll talk again next week. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Larry.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.